You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
So if anybody turned the game off at halftime, we thought this was a better idea. We thought that after they walked into that tunnel at halftime, it was just simply not worth waiting the next 30 minutes of game time and then, you know, however long in real time to get to the end of the show to give our reaction to whatever it is that is going on right now. So let's run through all the standard stuff. Welcome in. I'm Jess Taylor. I'm here as always with Shane Half, and Rachelle is behind the glass with us as well. BGN Instant Reaction Show, but we decided we were going to call the audible and go a little bit rogue this week to bring you in now instead of post game, because I don't think get what percentage 70% of people are going to make it until the end.
No, not even that many.
It's, I mean, that, yeah, 70 might be a conservative number. So welcome in to vent with us and figure out where we are, because what was your, like, obviously the best case scenario for today was Eagles go out, win, Dallas loses to the Commanders, somehow they manage to get the 2 seed, win the division, etc. What was the, like, what were you walking into this game thinking, okay, this is the scenario that I am imagining walking out with, and how different is it based on where you are currently?
Well, I picked the Giants to win this game earlier in the week, so I didn't think it would be this bad, but I kind of felt like the team was in full meltdown. So, you know, there is choosing not to play your starters because you think Dallas is probably not going to lose. MetLife is terrible. So, you know, we're just going to take the 5 seed, take a bye week, hit the playoffs healthy. You could do that. There is choosing to play your starters and then AJ Brown gets injured and you're like, oh, no, let's get him out of here. Then there is your quarterback dislocating his finger, putting him back into the game and subsequently pulling him, not because you're afraid guys might get hurt, but because you're getting beat so bad by the 5-11 New York Giants that you can't fathom coming back. And that's where this team, this playoff team, is at right now, that they are losing so badly to one of the worst teams in the NFL that they could not only couldn't fathom coming back, they pulled their starters, they brought in the backups, and on the first play, said backup throws an interception, because it was the most predictable play call in the world, because if we go empty, we're throwing a quarterback screen or running the football with our quarterback. You know, I'm just glad that the Eagles are so dedicated to being unpredictable on defense that they have a first round edge rusher running 30 yards downfield in coverage, because they're not committed to being unpredictable on offense at all. So I think that's pretty much the whole gauntlet of where I'm at with this game.
I'm kind of with you. Like, I didn't think they would lose. And I certainly didn't think it would be this epic of a collapse. When was the last time anything in the history of the world collapsed this badly? This is next level. I went into this week thinking they could lose this game, go into the playoffs, be a first, you know, a one and done team in the playoffs. And I don't think Nick Sirianni loses his job. There were several reports that came out from Adam Schefter and other guys this week saying, you know, Nick Sirianni's job is not in jeopardy. He's not in the hot seat in any capacity. How much does that first 2 quarters change that?
I think it's got to change it quite a bit. Let me rephrase that. I don't know that it changes it, because you shouldn't be pinning it onto half of a game, but it should be pretty revealing as to what should have already been happening behind the scenes, in my opinion.
And especially when you look at it in the sense of, you know, obviously you already mentioned AJ Brown gets hurt, Jalen Hurts, you know, dislocates his finger, whatever. You know, you go into the game without Devontae Smith. You hear earlier today that DeAndre Swift isn't playing due to an illness, and then AJ Brown goes down. So you are out here with Kenny Gainwell, Boston Scott, Rashad Penny, who is active today for the first time since week four, maybe, when there was the random.
No. Remember, they made him active last week to give him zero snaps so they could deactivate Bradley Roby and Avante Maddox's first game back. You forgot that one.
Yes, excuse me. I forgot that Rashad Penny was the beneficiary of that Bradley Roby inactivity. That's my mistake.
Didn't play, mind you, so I can see how you forgot.
Yeah, didn't really make a difference. But so, you know, that's what you're looking at from a running back perspective. And then you're working with Julio Jones, Olamide Zaccheaus, and Quez Watkins as your wide receivers. And you see what this offense looks like without A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. And DeAndre Swift, obviously, as well. I mean, everything you need to know about this game today is the Eagles scored 0 points in the first half. They had 0 yards in the second quarter. And their best player of the day was Kenny Gainwell.
Kenny Gainwell in the first quarter had 5 carries for 53 yards. That's 10.6 yards per carry. In the second quarter, now that A.J. Brown's out, so we've got no receivers, he did not have a touch until the final drive when he got an 11-yard carry. But prior to that final drive, the Eagles ran 14 plays for -3 yards with 2 interceptions as the Giants pushed a 3-point lead to a 24-point lead, and Gainwell never touched the ball.
I mean, this comment is so accurate. Like, I mean, just the back half, this has been the worst case scenario. This is beyond worst case scenario. Like, this is, only because the collapse has been so bad. If this was just a week 18 game and they had already locked up their playoff spot and done everything they needed to do the last, you know, 5 weeks or so, they get down, you know, 24-0 to the Giants because they're not really trying and they pull everybody. You're like, whatever, I'll turn the game off at halftime and I'll pour myself a drink and have a lovely little evening and probably watch the Golden Globes instead of Sunday Night Football because nothing really matters and you're going to get ready for your playoff game. This is, I mean, how are we supposed to turn this around and go to play an away playoff game this week? Like, I don't know where I go from here as a 28-year-old fan sitting in my basement. Where do the players and I don't even have words. How do we turn around from here? How collectively? God.
I don't think you do, Jess. I'm over here. I'm actually doing a mock draft right now on my other monitor while we're recording this show. I think that's how you turn it around.
Oh my God. How did we get here? They were 10-1 and we knew. And here's the thing, right? Like, we were all sitting here and we had this conversation. It was very, you know, a lot of foreshadowing in some of our conversations that we had on this show talking about they were 10-1 and we were still miserable. We were still angry. We were still, you know, there was a certain level where we were like, yeah, okay, we yelled and screamed, but at the end of the day, they're 10-1. We've got to just pack it up and hope they keep winning, right? And then it was like, you know, they didn't have this identity, the whole thing. And we said several times, yeah, new coordinators, you know, some turnover on you know, player personnel, et cetera, still trying to find their identity. But if the more weeks we kept saying that, it's like, okay, but how long do we give them this? Oh, they're, you know, new coordinators, didn't play in preseason, yada, yada, yada. How long do we do this until we're like, shit, this is actually a problem and an issue? And, you know, November 26th, they're, you know, coming off a phenomenal overtime win against the Buffalo Bills. They look fine. You're excited. You're like, all right, we can limp to the end of the season here. And they have just melted down. And this is true. 11-6 was a reasonable prediction for the season. You told us in September they're going to be 11-6 and heading into the playoffs. You're like, okay, this has been, I don't even want to say this out loud, but like, I feel like there's a part of people that almost wish they were 6-11 and not even going into the playoffs, because it's just, it's even, is it more painful? Is not making the playoffs less painful than what we might see next week?
Well, I mean, we do have to point out that the team the Eagles are about to play next week, the Buccaneers, struggled to beat the 2-whatever Carolina Panthers. They beat them 9-0 today. So it could be a real barn burner in Tampa next weekend.
You know what? This is the silver lining. They're going to get the worst time slot now.
Saturday, right? Game?
Saturday, first game?
Probably.
Has to be, right? Great. Sign me up. No issues whatsoever. Sign me up for the early game on Saturday. Get it out of the way. Let me be done. Sold. That is the silver lining. Because of how bad the NFC South is, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers locked up the NFC South with a 9-0 victory over the freaking Carolina Panthers, and we see the Eagles, whatever they are. My buddy Chris, we went to college together and learned that like years later after he started watching our shows and stuff. And I love that he just jumps on because he knows that I am just going to ramble. Anyway, that could be the silver lining. This mess, Buccaneers, give them the worst slot, but it's actually the most beneficial slot for us as human beings, because no one wants to stay up late and watch a game and possibly be upset. So that actually might work out nicely.
Yeah. You know what? This isn't a preview show, but you know what? You know what team blitzes? So the Giants blitz at the second highest rate in the NFL. You know what team is third?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Todd Bowles loves to blitz him a quarterback.
Well, yeah, he does.
And you know, I'm not the smartest guy, but I've been picking up on something as I've watched film. I think the Eagles might struggle to beat the blitz. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Buccaneers have some blitzes for the Eagles next week. Now, hopefully the Eagles have realized this about themselves today, and maybe they can put something in to help with that. But because it was totally unforeseen that Wink Martindale was going to blitz. But Todd Bowles, everybody knows he likes to blitz. Surely the Eagles will have something ready.
Well, you think that. And we thought surely the Eagles can't completely collapse and melt down today, but here we are. I don't even know what the score is anymore. I didn't even turn the game. Like, I have a TV right here.
On the Eagles' opening drive of the second half, they got down into field goal range and had a 4th-and-8 from the 39-yard line, and then took a delay of game and punted rather than kicking a field goal. So that's where we're at. Even after the delay of game, it would have been a 60-yard field goal. And surely Jake Elliott has never hit a 60-yard field goal. Surely not against the Giants before. At least give my guy Jake Elliott a chance to pad some stats up here.
No, I don't even want Jake Elliott to set foot on that MetLife turf. Don't even let him go out.
Protect him at all costs.
They score a touchdown, they better go for 2-point conversion. I don't want to see Jake Elliott walk out onto that field. I don't even care.
Want to see it. But he's got to do the kickoff after a touchdown.
You know what? Don't even score. Stay 0 points.
I think they might be able to do that. They might be able to pull that off.
Yeah. Who's their emergency kicker? I don't even care. Let Nick Sirianni go out and kick. I don't care. Anybody.
Jess says, put Nick Sirianni on the MetLife turf.
That's not what I meant, but kind of.
That's right. Eagles Guru says Britton Covey is the emergency kicker. Get the backup emergency kicker.
Yeah, backup emergency
kicker. Don't put Britton Covey on the turf.
Nope, not doing it.
Put Quez Watkins to be the emergency kicker.
Can Rashad Penny kick?
I don't know. He can't run or block. Maybe he can kick.
He definitely can't block. I will say, if there is one thing that I know for a fact that Kenny Gainwell can do and he can be relied upon, it is to pick up a blitz as best he can and put his body on the line for Jalen Hurts. Put Matt Patricia on the MetLife turf.
Matt Patricia was the backup emergency defensive coordinator, and we all saw how that worked out.
Yeah, we could put him on the MetLife turf and send Sean Desai down there with him. I am so unwell. And like, oh my God, I just didn't think it was going to be this bad.
No, no. Yeah, I usually live tweet the games, and I said after halftime that I'm not going to live tweet anymore. I'm moving this week. I closed on a house on Friday, and we're moving.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And we're good news on the podcast. We're a good, yeah. You know, smiles and
something happy.
And so we're moving on Thursday. So I'm going to use the second half after we wrap the show here to go box some stuff up.
Excellent.
And I hope that that's not only useful for getting me moved on time, but is also a metaphor for what the majority of this coaching staff will be doing 8 days from now. So that's just as I pack things, I'm just because I hate packing. As I pack things, I'm just going to envision, okay, this isn't my office that I'm boxing up. This is Nick Sirianni's office that I'm boxing up. And then I'm going to go into the bathroom and be like, you know what? This isn't my bathroom. I'm just going to pretend that this is Matt Patricia's office that I'm boxing up. And I think it'll really help me out. So this is probably just a for me thing, but if there's anybody else out there listening and you're moving this week, try that. I think it's a productivity hack that will really help us out.
I think this will be the most efficient and fastest pack job you will ever accomplish in your life.
Yeah. Actually, now that I think about it, this might be a bad tip because I might just start throwing things in trash bags and breaking things, and that's not the goal. That's not what we're going for. So I'll strike a fine line there.
No. Don't do that. But, you know, no. And it's so bad because, so my best friend, she is married to a Giants fan. And they have been together for 9 years now, and they started dating in 2014, almost 10 years. So it's almost 10 years. And in the last 10 years, if you recall how the majority of these Eagles Giants matchups have gone, it has been I have relentlessly tormented this man for the last 10 years. Completely, total, and so every time he would come and we would go to an Eagles Giants game from across the stadium, I would just text him a middle finger emoji for each touchdown that the Eagles scored. And so we have a large group text, and you know, he was with all the, it's him and then all the Eagles fans. We get a my oh my, this group's awfully quiet today. How's everyone doing on this fine Sunday afternoon? Wanted to make sure no one lost service in this area code. I will say that if there is one thing about today, I think I almost appreciate that he gets to return the favor a little bit because it has been relentless for him for the last 10 years. So silver lining, my friend gets to feel good for a couple of days. Also, did you see the image of the, there was some sort of dog activity pregame on the MetLife turf, and there was just, I mean, dog crap all over the MetLife turf as well, just in addition to how terrible of a turf it was.
I did not see that.
Just adding to the insult to injury over here.
If you do want your friend to feel good, don't point out to them that this is going to cost them valuable draft positioning, but you don't have to tell them that. Just let them have their moment.
Yeah. We'll let him have his moment. And then next year when Danny Dimes comes back because they're paying him $40 million, it'll just, you know, go right back to normal. Okay. What even happened? Cam Jurgens got poked in the eye or something? Right. He's out. He's not coming back to the game. Reed Blankenship with his groin injury caused by James Bradberry. He is also out.
Wasn't that like the defense finally gets a turnover and the guy that intercepted the pass, and I saw it. Like I saw his leg get pinned by Bradberry's as he made the interception the first time. I was like, oh no, but the camera panned away. And then I was like, okay, maybe he's fine. And then it came back. It's like, nope, he's laying there. Definitely got his foot caught.
I mean, the good news is they don't think AJ tore his ACL.
That is good news.
That's good news on today. Hopefully Reed's fine. Can Cam Jurgens play with an eye patch? Probably.
You don't need depth perception as an offensive lineman. It's not like you're catching passes.
You just need to be there.
Yeah.
I just what do we even say from here? Here's a good tweet. At least we got a meme out of this game. And that's true. Jalen Hurts with his middle finger in the air. That pretty much sums up where I am at the moment. I don't know about you. I have no words.
Yeah. I mean,
I thought after last week I had no words. I really have no words right now.
Yeah. We said it all. It's what we've been saying. It's what we've been saying for the last month and a half, except there was the caveat of there's still time. Maybe they can straighten it out. They are out of time, and it's as big of a mess as it's ever been. And they're going to go on the road in a playoff game against a guy that knows how to scheme up defense last week. And the Buccaneers are not a good football team, but the Eagles aren't a good football team either. And so it's probably going to be a dogfight, and I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Just the world's ugliest dogfight that no one watching it wants to be a part of. Like, even remotely.
Yeah.
Remember the meme that we talked about early in the season where it's like the Eagle and it's like the phase of watching an Eagles game. And the first one is like, nice, my favorite team's playing. And then the whole middle is I'm going to kill myself. And the very end is nice, we won. Everyone has just cropped the image, so it's just I'm gonna kill myself with the Eagles logo, and I think that also pretty much sums up where we all are right now too.
Yeah.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Should we see what Twitter's saying?
Oh yes, let's.
Should we call Rachel and see? I just retweeted the tweet. I haven't even gone to look at it yet. I'm so scared to know what's going on under this tweet. How bad is it?
Oh, it's bad.
Yeah.
That's no surprise whatsoever. The first one that popped out for me, everybody's saying they turned the game off at this point. So at least we knew that. Shout out to you guys for being like, yeah, let's go early because nobody's watching this utter disaster anymore.
The three of us will be chatting at 7:30.
Yeah.
No front. It would just be us.
Yeah. Everybody has definitely checked out. Somebody said Cancun seems nice. Pretty damn defeated, annoyed, disgusted, frustrated. Tanking too late. Fire everyone, please. I'm not watching. Fire them all. Butts for coaches. Nightmare never ends.
I love the staying power of butts for insert thing here.
Yeah.
Like, there are multiple butts for coaches.
That goes. So I remember the first time that came up on a post-game show back when Kisten Solak did it.
Yes.
And we had butts for hands for what was this? Nigel Bradham dropped like two interceptions against the Panthers. Like, I remember that.
Yeah.
I tweeted that as three words, like several times throughout the next season or two. Never thought I would actually be on a BGN post game show where people are still carrying that on in the comments. I love it.
Yes. Okay. We just got to
feel. Eagles scored.
24-3.
Comeback is on. You guys turned the game back on.
No shot. There's no shot. I have never turned off an Eagles game in my life. I have never turned off and walked away from an Eagles game until today. This is the first time I was like, I'm out.
Yeah, I mean, what is there to see?
I don't want to watch it. Marcus Mariota? No, thank you.
No, thanks.
No, yes. I'd rather not.
Somebody said turned on Netflix.
I did tweet. Right. One of my New Year's resolutions was self-care, and this falls right under that category. Turning the Eagles off in this situation falls under that. So I'm really just sticking to my New Year's resolution. Yeah. That's really.
Yeah, let them stress you out, you know?
They're going to give – I had like two pimples pop up last week, and I'm inclined to blame the Philadelphia Eagles for that.
Yeah.
Would love to not do that again.
I had the flu last week, and I'm going to blame that on the Eagles too.
You should.
Yeah.
You should.
I'm pretty sure I got it watching the game. Now, I got it from my wife, who was watching it on the couch next to me, not at the game, but it's the Eagles' fault.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, no, 100% the Eagles' fault. My personal favorite under this tweet, the three words, is Bucks by 30.
I saw that one too. I know we talked about like in the past, and I think you guys have actually talked about this on your individual shows that you guys do for the week, Nick Sirianni, whether or not he should be fired. And so, of course, a lot of people are in the comments talking about, you know, how he's definitely on the hot seat. Do you guys think that it's going to happen? I mean, do you think it will realistically happen? And at this point of where we're at, is he deserving? Like, should he be fired?
I would have said before this game that no, he won't be fired.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens next weekend. If they go out next weekend and it's as embarrassing as this, I think it's a very real possibility. I don't think it ends up happening, but check in with me after next week. But yeah, I'm done. Like you cannot come into a game against a team you know is just going to blitz you and still have zero answers. Like it's a systematic failure from the top down, and the Eagles cannot allow Nick Sirianni to scapegoat Brian Johnson. This is Nick Sirianni's offense. The issues starts with Nick Sirianni. The issues defensively start with Nick Sirianni's over reliance on not giving up big plays. It's Howie's roster. I mean, throw a dart, you hit somebody who it's their fault, but I think that you almost just need to burn it down and start over.
What I said last week was, or leading up to this game was, the only reason that I see him gone is if Devontae Smith, AJ Brown, and Jalen Hurts all walk into Howie Roseman / Jeffrey Lurie's office and say, I'm done with his flower, root growing, watering the plant BS. I've had enough. I don't want to listen to it anymore. I'm done. If those three guys or any combination of those three guys and, you know, whatever of these, you know, we always talk about how the Jason Kelce, the Lane Johnson, the Fletcher Cox, the Brandon Graham, we don't know how many of those four are going to be done and call it after this year, but any of those that are planning on returning that, you know, this organization really values, any of them as well, come in and say, I'm done, get rid of them or I'm really out. You have a chance to keep me and I'll stay around or stick it out for another year with someone new, possibly, you know, anything like that. That was where kind of my thought was, that's when he would be gone. But I mean, you see that, I think, you know, obviously the world really kind of appreciated what AJ Brown said about Nick sort of falling on the sword for the players a lot, and that they really appreciate that. But I think you also are seeing why they're doing those. They're, you know, changing the plays in the last minute and deciding to go rogue when they are, because they don't trust it at all. So you hear the report come out that AJ Brown called a players only meeting with the messaging of, we need to trust in our coaches. And you see, when you don't have the talent of guys like Devontae Smith and AJ Brown out there to bail you out of these certain situations, you see what's going on. So I think with you, Shane, I think if they go out and they completely embarrass themselves next week, like they're doing currently, I think it's way more of a real possibility than I did a week ago.
Yeah, I also would want to know what some of those players think, because like I don't trust anything that coaches say to the media, I also don't trust what players say to the media. Like, I initially feel better after, you know, hearing what AJ Brown says in his deal, but who knows what's actually true. And I don't really want him playing that out in the media. Go sit down with Howie and Jeffrey and talk about it and figure it out. But it's got to change. And if that means that you fire everybody, do it, because nobody outside of Jeff Stoutland should be safe. And if you truly think that Nick Sirianni can turn this around next year, then have him sit down and explain what a hot route is. And if he can do that too, then we sign off on it and we move forward. But I just think, like, you just can't watch this and think that there's players not executing, which certainly happens a lot
right
on this team. There's also players not even remotely being put in a position to succeed. And that's every snap of every game. Like, there's nothing that is easy for this team. Nothing that is made easier by any coaching decision on this team. The only coaching decision anybody's made in the last 2 months that made anything easier for this team was lining up to do a tush push. That's it. Like, there is nothing else innovative. There is nothing else that's designed to make things easy. It's just go run this vanilla scheme that everybody knows what's coming and just execute right and it'll work. Trust me.
And they don't trust him. That's the problem.
And it wouldn't work if they did.
Are you right here? I wouldn't.
Why would you?
Yeah.
Someone trusts him though, because they've opened as 1.5-point favorites for their matchup with the Buccaneers. So there's that.
Well, the Buccaneers did struggle with the 2-win Panthers today. So,
I mean, at this point, I would just be like, if I'm Vegas, I'm just like, you know what? We're not even going to put anything out for this game. May the odds be ever in your favor, not ours.
We are definitely headed for an Eagles 7-6 win over the Buccaneers. So we've got to pretend to be excited about going to San Francisco in the divisional round. That's where we're headed.
That is nauseating. That just makes me want to jump off a tall building. I have no words. I have nothing left. Like, how am I supposed to function tomorrow like a normal human, knowing that this just happened?
With a good night's sleep, because at least this wasn't an 8:20 game.
Yeah, very good.
When this came out at 4:25, yeah. I was like, let's go. And look, it's only 6:43. It's not even 7 o'clock yet.
Nope.
I get to help with bath time and everything for this 4 o'clock game. Love it. It was a good decision. If the defense held the Bucks to 6, I'd be ecstatic. They can't hold anyone to anything. Okay, so realistically, we'll wrap it with this. Realistically, what do you think we're going to see from the Eagles? A, this week, just sort of what comes out of this game. And B, genuinely, what do you think we're going to see from this playoff game on Saturday? Which, assuming it's Saturday.
I mean, hopefully these injuries are not serious. Like, that's like the priority right now.
Yeah, that's definitely
the amount of players that we're dropping today is ridiculous. So I think that's like the priority throughout the week so far, is going to be making sure everybody's like good to go and healthy come next week against the Bucks.
And just a note with that, as things are going, so Jason Kelce has grabbed his helmet and may have to go back in with Landon Dickerson, who went in for Cam Jurgens, who went in for Kelce. Okay, so I think Cam Jurgens is hurt. I think Landon Dickerson just got hurt. So Jason Kelce might actually have to go back in.
Yeah.
Which is not great.
Just put Quez Watkins at center.
There you go.
You know what? What's Ezekiel Elliott doing? Can he come play center for a few minutes?
Bring him in. All right. That works for me.
I am always so positive And so, like, I'm good to count on to be positive in these situations. And I don't think I have it in me right now. Like, I think they're gonna get embarrassed on Saturday. Like, I don't see any way this team just like pulls it together. How do you don't pull it together from here? In addition to everyone being hurt now.
No,
you don't. I just continue to be like, how did we get here? You know, like
how did we get here?
The last 5 weeks. 5 weeks? Yeah. Last like 4 or 5 weeks. It's just been a nightmare. I don't know.
What is it? They lost 5 of 6?
Well, this will be 5 of 6. If it loses, yeah. This will be 5 of 6.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yep. And then this is, yeah, goodbye. We're done. We're
right.
This is it. Yep. Giants fan here just checking in. What's up? We are miserable.
Exactly.
Enjoy Daniel Jones next season.
Yeah. Congratulations on 6-11, not going to the playoffs. Daniel Jones is $40 million contract, and you just screwed your draft position. Go Birds. That's all I got. Shane, what do you realistically think for Saturday?
I don't know. I think at this point, after this game, it's pretty hard to pick the Eagles going on the road to Tampa. I think the Tampa defense is going to run circles around the Eagles offense. And you would like to say that the Tampa offense has been struggling, and so it could be a defensive game, but the Eagles defense, right. I said last week, I don't think there's a team with a backup quarterback that I feel like they could stop. So yeah, if I had to pick the game right now, I would pick the Buccaneers to win. I may come off of that by the time we get there. I may talk myself into it one more time. But yeah, I right now, if I had to pick, I would take the Buccaneers and definitely take the Buccaneers in the 1.5.
Well, I like the decision that we made today. I'm so glad we didn't have to sit and watch the third quarter or the fourth quarter, because I got the notification from the Eagles app that says 1 quarter left to go. Jake Elliott gets the Eagles on the board. Stop
it. Oh my gosh.
Stop it. Get out of my face. I'm so happy to be talking to you two as opposed to watching the game. And all of our plenty of friends that came in and joined us for this random third quarter reaction, because it was so necessary. The Eagles are getting their asses kicked for the, you know, fifth week in a row. They have a playoff game on Saturday, unfortunately. But I mean, thank you to everyone for joining us early. I'm so glad that we made this decision. Really glad that we had everybody here to vent with us. It really therapeutic as always to try to get this out of our system. But make sure you're paying attention to everything happening on BGN this week. There is going to be plenty coming out for you to comb through, written as well as on the podcast. So make sure you're subscribed everywhere. Leave a 5-star rating, written review. Thank you for joining us for the BGN Instant Reaction Show. As always, we will be back next week whenever it is that the Eagles play. Again, fingers crossed for the early game because obvious reasons. But for myself, Shane, and Rachel, thank you so much for jumping on with us. We will see you next week. Go Birds.
Go Birds. Go Birds.
Claude 3 from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point of the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skill and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest-cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high-volume, high-speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who use Anthropic to navigate this new frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude, C-L-A-U-D-E, today. Jumpstart your genius with Claude 3 by Anthropic.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.